Chapter 5, Sexual Orientation. A photograph of Phyllis Lyon and Del Martin at their 2004 wedding is featured on page 114 of your text. Together for more than 50 years, the couple married after San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom allowed marriage licenses to be issued to same-sex couples in February 2004. Less than a month later, the city was ordered to stop issuing the licenses, and before the end of the year, Phyllis and Del's marriage, along with 4,000 others, was nullified by California Supreme Court. In May 2008, the same court ruled that same-sex marriages should be legalized on the grounds that the state constitution required equal treatment of gay and lesbian couples. About 18,000 same-sex couples, including Phyllis and Del, wed after the court's decision. 2 months after their second ceremony, Del died at the age of 87, after a long period of declining health. Phyllis stated, "I am devastated, but I take some solace in knowing we were able to enjoy the ultimate rite of love and commitment before she passed." In this podcast, we will review the legal status of same-sex marriage in the United States, beginning with California. In November 2008, by a 52% to 48% margin, California voters supported Proposition 8, a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. Though voters in Florida and Arizona also banned same-sex marriages in the 2008 election, the outcome of Proposition 8 has received most of the nation's attention. The proposition was a simple statement, 14 words long. Only marriage between a man and a woman is valid or recognized in California. Supporters mounted an aggressive campaign, focusing the public's attention on their assertion that without the ban, public schools would be forced to include curriculum on gay marriage, churches would be sanctioned for not performing same-sex weddings, and ultimately, the institution of marriage would be harmed. Opponents of the proposition attempted to respond to these issues in their campaigns, but ultimately failed. An analysis of voter turnout by Patrick Egan and Kenneth Sherrill identified the relationship of four factors: party identification, ideology, frequency of religious service attendance, and age, with a yes vote for Prop 8. The researchers found that more than 70% of voters who were Republican identified themselves as conservative or who attended church services at least weekly supported Prop 8. On the other hand, 70% of voters who were Democrat identified themselves as liberal or who rarely attended church services opposed the measure. More than two-thirds of voters 65 or older supported the proposition, while the majority under 65 opposed it. Several lawsuits were immediately filed to invalidate Proposition 8. In December, California Attorney General Jerry Brown announced that he would ask the California Supreme Court to overturn the state's ban on same-sex marriage, arguing that the ban undermined the Equal Protection Clause of California's Constitution. Brown also claimed that the marriages of 18,000 same-sex couples between June and November were still valid. It is worth noting that 30 years earlier, as governor of California, Brown signed Proposition 22 into law, California's Defense of Marriage Act, which contained the same 14 words as Proposition 8. Until the court makes a ruling, Prop 8 remains in effect. Before the passage of Proposition 8, California, along with Connecticut and Massachusetts, were the only states to recognize the rights of same-sex couples to marry. Hawaii, Maine, Oregon, and Washington offer limited forms of domestic partnership to same-sex couples. New Hampshire and New Jersey recognize civil union partnerships, as does the state of Vermont. Though it does not allow same-sex couples to marry in the state, New York honors marriages of same-sex couples from other states or jurisdictions. 30 states have passed bans on same-sex marriage. In December 2008, Argentina's UN ambassador read the first gay rights declaration before the United Nations General Assembly. The declaration sought to decriminalize homosexuality, currently banned in almost 80 countries and subject to the death penalty in at least 6. 66 countries supported the declaration, while 60 others, including the United States, Russia, China, the Roman Catholic Church, and the Organization of Islamic Conference, did not support the measure. Now it's your turn. What does this mean to you? What is your opinion of same-sex marriage? Consider the reasons for and against legalizing same-sex marriages. With public support for gay rights at the highest level in recent years, why do you think there is still resistance to same-sex marriage?